crossroads. Don't know which path to choose. Let me come along. 'Cause even if you're wrong, I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. Take me into your darkest hour, and I'll never desert you. I'll stand by you.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Me. 1057 CFW, Mike, along with you. Good morning, 703. Here we are. It's Tuesday. It is the 19th of November. Oh, it's going to be a fantastic day today for you. Coming up a little bit later this hour, I'm going to tell you about some winning that you're going to be able to do just for listening to this very radio station. And also, KFC is not fooling around anymore with their chicken rivals. They are ticked. I'll tell you what's going on. Right now, though, it's Bruce Springsteen, 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Kiss the wine and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little.
Hearts are thumping and you And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Ah, yes, it was Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Do you know that one out of three adults say that their first kiss was in a car? Yes, they... they got that first kiss when they're probably when they first got their driver's license and they were out on a date, whatever it might be. Well, out on Facebook, I want to hear from you this morning. Where was yours? Where was that first kiss? Do you remember? Was it over at a friend's house? Was it downstairs when you were supposed to be watching TV? Was it at school, out behind the bleachers? Where was that very first kiss? Maybe it was in a car. Head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW, or my Mike McKay page, or you can text me through the Civic Media app if you'd like. Yes, we're going to reminisce. Ah, yes, the first kiss. Remember that? I will share mine later this morning. I'm sure you can't wait.
She's
news,
and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. There goes Lionel Richie all night long. All right, the Colonel is not happy. Colonel ain't playing. KFC is suing their rival, Church's Chicken, for using the phrase original recipe. Now, you got to admit, KFC has used original recipe forever, right? And they claim that they hold the rights to that. The lawsuit accuses Church's Chicken of trademark violation and argues that their use of the phrase is likely to create confusion in the marketplace and dilute the original recipe trademark. The company said in a statement, on behalf of all fried chicken lovers out there, We take it personally when another company tries to claim our iconic taste and branding as their own. We remain committed to protect our brand's intellectual property and safeguarding the experience of our customers. Church's, by the way, has not responded publicly to the lawsuit. Yes. Yeah, the Colonel ain't playing. Don't mess with him. Don't mess with his original recipe. And don't try to steal his original recipe. That's KFC, don't you think? And not only that, now I want KFC.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Something is happening at Lasker's. Something so big, Lasker's will be closed today and tomorrow. Preparations are underway for this big thing. A thing so big, the entire town will flutter with excitement. Men will weep openly. Mothers will avert their children's eyes. It's really, really, super mega, amazingly wowy, really, truly cross our hearts and stick a needle in the pie big. It's so... Pardon? It isn't stick a needle in the pie? What is it? Why is it that? Oh, should be pie. Anyway, when we reopen on Thursday, just in time for gift giving, Lasker's will have eyebrow-raising, car-stopping, head-turningly beautiful items priced for the holidays. Oh, this is the biggest thing to happen all year. Besides that other thing, easily, top five. More news coming from Lasker's. Lasker's.com.
Discover exceptional value at Muldoon's Menswear Sale. Start your holiday shopping now with an assorted group of sweaters, 25 to 70% off sports coats, and half price off sports shirts of all sizes, from small to 6X tall, long and short sleeves, 70% off. Find everything you need and save now. Visit us now in store or online at Muldoon's.com or Muldoon's Menswear at 1506 South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see.
CFW, there goes War and Lowrider, Mike McKay along with you, rolling through this Tuesday morning. Oh, it's going to be a fantastic day today for you. We have the opportunity for you to win lunch from Hot Pot Restaurant on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone, and then be listening to Laura McKenna again over the noon hour today. She's going to give you a keyword to text in. You text in. She's going to randomly grab a winner. If it's you, you're off to Hot Pot to enjoy it. From us here at 105.7 CFW, if you don't have that Civic Media app, get over to your app store and get it today.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through and above all good. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. Well, every day my confusion grows.
CFW.
105.7 CFW.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has worked.
should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck, I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't stop jumping on.
Seven CFW. There goes Natalie Imbruglia and Torn. It's Mike McKay along with you. I came across this stat. One out of three adults say that their first kiss was in a car. Many of them said as soon as they got their driver's license, then they got a chance to go out on a date. And one thing led to another, and bing, bang, boom, there it was. Their first kiss in a car. So just curious, reminisce, do you remember where you got your first kiss? Head over to our Facebook page, 1057CFW. Click that like button if you haven't done so yet. Same with my Mike McKay page. You can also text me through that Civic Media app if that's on your smartphone at 1057CFW on the app. And let me know. Yes, I had somebody say, Mike, you said you were going to share. Yes, my very first one, I was in sixth grade. I was at my friend's birthday party, and there was some girls. It was a boy-girl party. And there was this one girl that I really liked. Her name was Diane Bergman. And one thing led to another. And I got up the courage. And I don't remember exactly how it happened. But I remember that she was my first kiss. That was it. And then the weirdest thing was she didn't come to school for like 3 days after that. And I thought, this is kind of weird, my first kiss. And when she came back to school, she came up to me and she goes, I really like that kiss, but there's something you should know. I was out. I had mono. Uh-oh. I did not get in, thankfully. But, and no, she did not get mono from me either. That was the only kiss I ever had with Diane, too. That was it. Yes.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
I will survive without you.
CFW, don't turn around. There goes Ace of Base. It's Mike along with you. Moving through this Tuesday morning together. Thanks for letting me do just that, hang out with you a little bit on this Tuesday. Okay, we knew that the monkeys, remember the monkeys that were escaped and running loose in South Carolina? Now it's the emus are on the run. Most of those 43 monkeys that escaped from that research facility have been captured, but there's still some that are running wild. And now they're looking for emus. They've got a pair of emus named Thelma and Louise to look for. The owner of the large bird, Sam Marak, went on social media to plead with local residents to be patient and also to warn them that the birds are feral and not trained like the ones that he has at their house. He added that they're very elusive, and if the emus were that easy to catch, they would be home already. So you're supposed to call authorities if you see these emus. So feral emus running loose in South Carolina, monkeys escaping from a research lab, and, well, I guess things aren't that bad right here in the good old Chippewa Valley then, I guess.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
And the Valley's fun music to start your day.
105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing information on antibiotics for Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week. According to a press release, DHS officials are reminding residents that antibiotics are only effective for treating bacterial infections and should not be used to treat some of the most common respiratory viruses that pop up as the weather cools down. Viruses like the flu, bronchitis, and COVID-19 cannot be treated with antibiotics, and taking antibiotics when infected with a virus, not bacteria, could potentially cause side effects. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to move over and slow down when approaching active roadside emergencies. According to a press release, there have been 60 emergency responders hit and injured by vehicles while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin over the last 5 years. Department of Transportation officials are also reminding residents that moving over and slowing down for emergency vehicles is required by state law. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Crash Responder Safety Week. One person was killed in a fiery crash in Mondovi over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred on Saturday night when the vehicle driving on South Eau Claire Street left the roadway and crashed into the Buffalo River Bridge. When authorities responded to the scene, they arrived to find the vehicle fully engulfed in flames. The 49-year-old driver was found deceased at the scene in the vehicle. Authorities have not shared the driver's identity, nor have they shared details on what may have caused the crash. One of the suspects in a high-speed chase involving two separate vehicles in Rice Lake has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, the 18-year-old suspect was charged with attempting to flee or elude an officer after being accused of leading police on a chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour on Knapp Street in Rice Lake. Authorities say an officer attempted to stop two trucks traveling at a high rate of speed when they turned off their lights and sped off. The driver of the other truck is scheduled to appear in court on Friday. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We have a lot going on today. Some showers this morning, then windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop into the mid-40s by late today. Tonight down to 34, tomorrow cloudy and still windy with light snow showers and a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
CFW. Got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of '69.
105.7 CFW, summer of 69. There goes Brian Adams. Maybe that's the summer you got your first kiss out on Facebook this morning. Why did I say that? Mike, what are you doing? Out on Facebook this morning, I saw that one out of three adults say that they actually had their first kiss in a car. So I'm just curious, do you remember your first kiss and where was it? 105.7 CFW. I don't mean like on your body. Good grief. It's a family show. I mean, where's the first time that you kissed someone? The very first kiss you ever got, okay? Head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW, or my Mike McKay page. Or you can text me through the Civic Media app and let me know. Here's Run DMC.
CFW.